Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 367 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. I'm losing count. I know, it's right there. My name is Brad O'Donnell. With me, as always, is...
your king of paintball, Thomas Castle. Yes.
And we...
with these fine, beautiful Ben below us, underneath of us, beneath us.
I guess you could say we're topping.
Yes, you could.
Christopher Struck telling us we're moist.
You said the M word. Good job.
Just wait. If Brittany comes into the chat, everybody has to use the word moist. She might leave me
twice,
but it'll have. It's going to be hilarious. So yes, we are joined with Adam and Sean of the Operation Honey Badger, the MagFed only game hosted at PRZ. This is like a bittersweet show. This is like we're talking about it, we're pumped for it, but it's also going to be the last one at PRZ. We're just gonna celebrate the wins.
The magic.
Yeah. Yep. I like that we got Lead Farmers in. He's historic days actually on time. Mech Tackle say we can hear you. We know Cameron's telling me to multitask, so I guess I should be working while working. That's great. Cliff Mayer, what's going on, man? And Ben Talon. And Jaden. Jaden just popped in. What's happening? Folks.
Cliffy's one of our refs this year.
Who?
Cliff Mayer.
Oh, I see. I thought you said Cookie. I'm like, which one did I
do? No.
Who Cookie. The hell is Cookie?
if you know that your king provides bribes for all the referees, so.
It's true.
Cliffy's a professional.
Get at me.
He's a professional. Get out.
So are you. That's why we're just, this is an herbal cigarette, sir. This is an herbal cigarette.
It's illegal in Canada.
And I do not. Shut the fuck up. Let me have this moment.
Like 70% of his job was digging up, like, was done when they.
Yeah, 70% of his job was just telling stoners to be like, come on, guys, just go the fuck home. Now it's like, guys,
this is not enough weed for me to bother with the paperwork. Just go home.
Just go fuck home.
Okay. Enough business. We're talking today. We're talking, we're talking Operation Honey Badger. So why don't you two fight over who's going to tell us what Operation Honey Badger is?
Sean, I'm going to let you go ahead. But actually, before Sean kicks it off, thanks, gentlemen, for letting us, having us on the show today. So,
absolutely.
Sean, this way. Sean, kick it off.
So you want to know what it is this year, or what it's been every year, or just in general?
Let's do the general idea for anybody who doesn't know what Honey Badger is, and then we're going to talk about all the shenanigans you two are getting up to this year.
Honey Badger, it's the I can already feel the barbs coming my way. It is the most involved, most intricate MagFed game in Canada. I'm not going to say it's the biggest, but it's one of the bestest.
The bestest.
And
love it.
I think since Adam has brought me in close with him in the past few years, I think we've provided a whole another layer of interactivity to our games and thinking on your feet and outside of the box. And we've combined both of our interests and our backgrounds and our professional lives into this product, into this brand. And we've brought that brand in close to us on a daily basis, caressed it and held it and loved it and nurtured it and sent it back out to you guys. It's a MagFed game, Milsim game. It's about as realistic as it gets. And I know I've combined a few of my outside interests into the game itself. Escape rooms, puzzles, film, all that stuff, and added a whole layer of stuff to it, which, you know, we're lucky. We plan this thing out left, right, and center, back and forth. Right. Adam hits me with contingency after contingency situation, and we're left with something that is very organic, and if there's any sort of switches or changes or whatever, we have enough stuff and enough of a solid foundation where we can facilitate it and just keep the ball rolling. We have plans and backup plans and contingency plans to meet with anything. So it's good. That's what it is. It's
sorry,
good.
I'm just like, that is the most intricate, detailed, and professional description of Operation Honey Badger. When people ask me about it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go play at Honey Badger. And they're like, what that? And I'm like, it's this badass MagFed game that we play in an abandoned military hospital.
It's a huge collaborative event. That's the other thing. A lot of people just paintball, you know. Oh, is that when you put on the neon stuff, the 80s stuff? I'm into the 80s. I'm like, no. It's not speedball. There's no hoppers. There's no neon. It's a collaborative game. Like picture escape room, picture capture the flag, picture Sergeant Rock comics, picture, all this
stuff.
That
was a throwback.
That's my inner old guy right there, Sergeant Rock. Beautiful.
You have characters, you have an atmosphere, you have an environment, and everyone that comes into it adds to it. Everyone's got their own quirks, everyone's got their own way of doing things, and it's not linear. That's what I love about it. It's not linear.
No, it's not.
You have problems, we make them bigger. You guys solve them, and we make them funner.
It really is, and it's like, it's definitely not a linear game. It's definitely not one of those like, okay, we're just going to head to the 50 and sling paint like you see in a lot of big games. It's like, there's been points where me and Tom last year were just like, well, let's go find a firefight. And you just wander off, right? Get lost in a building for 10 minutes. You're like, I don't know fuck where I am.
Yeah, dude, I get lost everywhere.
Yeah,
I wandered around in that building for like 20 minutes at one point. Smoke everywhere and people yelling. And I'm just kind of toddling along and whack and get shot from somebody outside. Just saw me go past a window. I'm like, fuck.
Yep.
All right. Go back.
It's just the world went to shit and you parachuted into the middle of it. Like you said, you don't know what to do. Go find a firefighter. Listen for the scream. Listen for the shots. Yeah. And you go and, they'll accept you into that. You walk right into it.
I don't think this year you'll have a hard time finding a firefight. If we get the 400 players that we want, I don't think you're going to have a hard time.
That hallway of death is going to be something else.
That was.
Yeah.
Actually, we've excluded that this year. There's no hallway of death.
What did you do, just tear it down?
No, there's a waiting pool of death.
Oh.
Ooh. And right in the dead center is Sean in the
in a little rubber dinghy. In a bikini in a rubber dinghy.
That's what they call me. A little rubber dinghy.
That's okay. It's good to have trademark. It's good to be notable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but we like to try and have something different for everybody. We want we've got having different groups that show up. Some of my friends have already said they just point me in the direction of who I've got to shoot, and that's all that matters to them.
Yeah.
I've got other people that want some of the more simpler side missions and things, parts of it, and which is fine. We put that in there as well. We also put in, as Sean's come up with, something more intricate. So something, get your mind wrapped around some of the other parts of the game. So we try to do that. Try to offer something a little bit more for everybody.
Check this out and suck on this.
So. There was a lot of opportunity for that. That's how I really got to chill with the NFT guys, because I just kind of toddled into Rhino and that gang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're just like, fucking come with me. We're going to go over here. And I met Congo and all them. We just kind of took Congo, off. And they're just like, no, don't worry. We'll take you to where there's some fun. And they took me right into the middle of firefight. And
yep. Congo will.
Him and his bubble gun just dancing around, walking around. And he's like a third of my size. And he walks like he's three times my size.
Yep.
I love that about that gang of guys. And you're right. There's a lot of different people and play styles that you can kind of just wander through. That kitchen was so much fun last year by the big mixer. And just,
I have a love-hate relationship with that kitchen, because that kitchen, there's always usually a good firefight through it. However, halfway through the day, I tend to power slide through it because it's full of paint and it's all tile.
Yep. There you go. You got an offer from Lead Farmer. He's going to take you, he'll escort you around PRZ.
Yeah, but I don't want to just see the parking lot or the staging area.
Oh, ouch.
Shots fired.
I don't know what team he's playing on. So if he's shooting at me, he'll get the same amount of luck as trying to put me down. There's no, but you guys don't do a final battle, because that's not really,
there's no need.
That's not a PRZ thing. Like, that doesn't translate very well in MagFed.
No, I don't.
The final battle lasts all of 4.5 minutes.
Four and a half minutes, and that's it. Yeah, exactly. But
there's Mike Reed from SAS, James Davis from SAS New York, and Lead Farmer. He's like, I don't have to respond.
That is a response.
Uh-oh. No,
Lead, that counts as a response. You lose.
Yeah.
So it's Make Vague Game. It's First Strikes are allowed. I remember the golden year that it was just like, you're allowed first strikes in the buildings this year. And we're like, just heads blew up. Like, it was amazing. Because, Tom, you don't know this, but before, it used to be first strikes were only allowed on the outside. Mm-hmm. And if you get into the building, you had to switch to round ball, which was this really weird, hard transition thing that nobody could really quite figure out how to do smoothly.
Yeah, that'd be a...
Or you had to be shooting out the window. Or anyways, basically, you weren't allowed to shoot down the hallways and stuff. And then they opened it up, and it was just like, oh, this is going to be nuts. Let's go.
Ain't fly straight in the building.
Now it's the... So the FPS has gone from 260 to 280.
Yeah. So,
I mean... Not really. I mean, a little bit of a,
A little speed, more, a little more of a sting on there.
Well, I know.
I like that. I like that.
The thing is, like, I know how my gun reacts at 280. You know what I mean? I can predict a shot at 280 way better than I can predict a shot at 260 because I'm not used to 260. So this is going to be great. The only trick now is I don't remember if I have a spring that'll get the TGR2 to go to 280.
So many different
places.
Ooh.
Let me talk to Steve. He might have a box of springs.
At this point, I'm just going to take apart a bunch of mechanical pencils. And I figure if I glue them together straight enough, it'll work. So that's going to be amazing. Especially from shooting out the windows out into the field. Like in the building, 260 was whatever. But like shooting outside, shooting at 280 is going to be amazing. That's going to be, I say it's going to be amazing, but it's going to be standard.
Well, we had 280 was last year.
Was it 280 last year?
Yep. It was 280 last year.
Huh.
It was 280 last year. Yeah. I'm pretty sure because I didn't have to chrono anything down after D-Day.
James, yes, somebody will be.
Yes. Somebody will definitely be selling. Yes. Grams. Yeah. Is that a TGR1 or is that a TGR1 upper?
Oh, this one's thin? Yeah, it is. Oh,
buddy.
I'd love to get a spring for this one.
That is.
I'm actually really looking forward to running the TGR2 again because it's just like going home for me. It's like nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Like, but I still have both of them. I still have both TGR2s kicking around.
I don't want to go get my other one.
Like. Well, I've got the.
I'm going to run a TMC. I'd like to try your TGR2, but I'm going to drag the old TMC because it's hard for me to break a TMC.
Well, that's the thing, and you know what? For most people, if you've been playing for a little bit, you usually have your main gun that you're running with, but you have a backup.
Yeah.
So there's Nico, and
Nico
Mech Tactical. He's like 4 minute final battle, best 30 seconds of my life. Oh yes. Actually Mech Tactical is one of our XOs for the game. So
I saw that. That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. He and Tonka. So going up against Tom, Big Red Gordon, and Tim Kordick. So hey Alpha. So
That's gonna be a wild day.
Yeah.
Either side of the fence. I don't even care. Like, usually it seems that there was the point last year where you're like, we need some people to move teams. And I was like, man, I don't think I want to move teams. This year it's like, fuck it, I'll go.
Yeah.
I don't care. If somebody's getting smashed, I want to go and play on the team that's getting smashed because who cares if you win?
You know what?
Who cares if you win? We're there to have fun.
I got to say that Nathan from Foxhound Paintball and a couple of his teammates, they actually upped and was like, you know what, we'll move over that day. So, you know what, they were really good. We had some other good teams or some other players that went over as well. So,
I said that to Brad after we left last year, that's the thing I regretted I should have done is I should have jumped to the other team just to see what it's like to be on the opposite end of the hammer because I had a wild team. We had a great time. So if that happens again, I'll probably do it because I've got no problem with Brad and I shooting at each other.
Yeah, we've done it many times.
There's nobody on that field that has.
PRZ is one of those.
Who doesn't have a problem with shooting
me? One of
those
weird fields where it's like you can't really get. I mean, yes, we've pushed teams back into their spawn before, or I've been pushed into my spawn before that happens. But typically, shit has to go real sideways for that to happen because there's so many little like nooks and crannies and ways in and around PRZ, especially if you've got the balls to go through the gym. And if you or the flashlights at least because and you got to make sure you watch out for the little girl that's gonna try and
little boy
is it a boy I thought it was a little girl that haunted the gym.
Yeah, it's a little boy, isn't it?
Okay, so is someone going to take me to see a fucking ghost?
There's loads of ghosts.
Well,
there.
If there's a ghost, boys and girls, we're going. Like, okay, I'm
there's
in.
There's a couple there. And so it depends on who you talk to. Now, you talk to some of the guys from New York, and they will tell you that in the gym, it's bad. It's bad juju. They they will not go into that gym.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever's in the gym comes home with you.
Yeah, there's something there that they're like, you could put the winning mission right in that gym, and we will not go in there, like, period. Like, just these guys, yeah. And then there's another, the further you go towards Tim's place, the owner's home, they're a little bit more, I guess, friendlier, for lack of a better term. So, yeah, there is a little girl, supposedly, a little boy of a couple. So, yeah, so they're James Davis. Little girl is the third story.
Oh, okay.
It's listed as one of in the top 10 most haunted places in Canada. PRC.
Yeah, because it moved.
All right, we're going Googling, boys.
Moved a lot of things because originally it was a military hospital, and then it became.
Is a mental asylum?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, and then it became like a proper insane asylum, like really before human rights were a thing. Kind of
fuck
asylum.
Off,
like strap you to the bed.
All right, I'm doing some Googling after this after this episode.
Yeah, and that's why that's hi, Joey. Why. Well, I'll show you, Tom, next time when we're in there. There's classrooms. There's classrooms in the building.
Oh, right? I've seen some of that shit, and it's definitely got a creepy vibe, but now I am so, like, that dust game.
Big steel tubs with pictures and cages and, like, there's all kinds of...
Yeah, big steel tubs were for ice baths.
Therapy, hydrotherapy.
Yeah.
Well, so Krista just said the dust to dark game will be interesting. So the dust to dark game is going to be from 9 p.m. till 10 p.m. So it's just at that cusp. So 9:30, it gets dark. So
okay.
So just a quick, I think your friend Brittany Stewart's just joined the chat there. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah,
Everything is moist.
Yeah, the whole building is just going to be moist.
But the building's going to be moist.
Very
moist. And you know what else? The forest around is going to be.
I've heard about the basement, and I've heard that it's flooded and that it is creepy it was creepy as fuck. I am down. Like, I have always sworn up and down, if I have an opportunity to go to a place that is legit supposed to be haunted, I'm gonna go find me a ghost.
Yeah, it's
so because I'm a ribby rich biatch.
Just don't swim in the basement.
No. There's something in that water, and it's probably.
Well,
dysentery.
That on top of the water is carbon monoxide. So you get down there, you ain't coming back up.
Yeah,
it's a good thing it's a
black
morgue.
Mold too.
Yeah, hard pass.
Hard pass. It's a good thing that the basement's a morgue.
Because my oldest, he's like, maybe we should drain the basement.
With what? What pump are you going to get?
Know.
That's going to drain.
If you know my son, Hooligan, if you know my
he's
son.
Sitting there with a fucking hand crank trying to get it. We're playing in the basement, damn it.
Bathe in there. You're through it.
His team is OMD. These guys, they do some of the stuff that they do. It's like, you know, they just want to add to it. And like, let's drain the basement. Can we drain that basement and go in there? And it's going to be disgusting.
Ugh.
And now, James, I see that you said that you want to go on the roof. Unfortunately, the roof is off limits. Tim doesn't want anybody up there. No. So
one does not simply walk on the roof. One simply walks through the roof.
Yeah. I seem to recall looking up at the ceiling in a couple places. And I was like, I'm not going. Nope.
Yep.
I was pretty sure I heard that in the briefing. Don't go on the roof. I'm like, I can wonder why. And I'm looking around going, he's got a point.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There was one year I was playing. Brian was there, Nightmare, and we were the very top floor of the three story, and he's shooting, and he's getting dripped on, and I'm standing next to him, just being like, "You should move, man." He's like, "Why?" I'm like, "Cause you're getting dripped on, and like, it's not clear."
It's ectoplasm. Come on, leave it alone.
Yeah,
you like, know
you gotta go. Paul says the roof is lucky enough to still be there.
Oh, somebody said roof juice. But yeah, so the roof is off limits. I think it's also there's just because there's not much of a ledge either. It's very low.
Yeah.
So if you, it's unforgiving.
Yeah.
or self-correcting. You take it whichever way you want.
You know what? It's the universe like keeping things balanced.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all things should be.
So the night game is what's going on? Let's go into details on that night game. I want to talk to. So is it the full field? Is it a portion of the field? Is it
full field? So we're going to do a briefing at 8 p.m. We're going to ask people to sign up prior to, like, so when you get there, we want people signing up. So whichever side you're on, if you're on for red or if you're on for blue, you put your name down. And this is the best way for us to keep track of how many players that we have. It's because we want to keep it fair. It's going to be fairly late. Hey, retail. We want to. So what's going to happen is we're going to have. You're going to be out there. You're going to be collecting props that we've got.
Okay.
And from there, you're going to have one of two spots that you're going to extract them. Now Sean's got a couple of tables that he's going to have, and you're going to put the items on the table. And you're going to have a timer that's going to be going. And I think, Sean, we said 90 seconds?
Yeah, can I just say, so this stuff is available. We have a site, I sent a link, called magfiend.myportfolio.com.
Yep.
And we've put all these, the mission and the details and the infographics on there as well, too. So if anyone wants to get a little prep before they head out to the game, the information is there, like Adam was saying, we have a timer, we have lights, we have stuff that has to be found. We don't know how many are out there, but they have to be brought to an area. They have to be depolarized or demagnetized, 90 seconds, defend it, and then they go into a secure vessel and cannot come out. So I don't want to interrupt. I just wanted to mention that we do have that on there. I was about to share a screen of that site if you guys wanted. But I interrupted Adam, so...
No, that's all right. And Sean's right, because, like, so, folks, for everyone that's... You can see that, the magfiend.myportfolio.com. We have released information over there as well. And as we release more... Because your generals are actually looking over the missions. We're presenting them with the stuff, taking a look to see if, if they're, what do they think, any issues, anything that we need to adjust, anything that needs to be corrected, anything of that nature. And once we get the, once we get the approval, thumbs up, Sean puts it out and everybody gets to see it. Now there will also be on the Friday, we are going to put the missions up on a board so that you can see what you're doing. So, because it's just, there's going to be so many players and not everybody's going to have access to, like, they're not watching Facebook or anything of that nature, or they're waiting for us game day to actually explain everything. So we're going to make sure that everything that we can release will be ready to go at the field, as well as the rules. They'll be out there. Sean, I think the site has also got the rules posted there.
Yep. So on the site, I'm just trying to open it up here with this software. I think I have to have it on Chrome in order to open it. It is Chrome. So yeah, on there we have all the rules. When the rules do get updated, like recently we added a final number for heavy gunners. Previously to that, we had a final number of shield carriers and per team. And so you have a document for the rules, but all the newest stuff is right at the very top of that list. So when you come down to the rules, you'll see it in orange, and it'll say latest update. You have the notes there. And then underneath that, you have a whole map. I'd love to show it to you. I don't know why I can't get it up here to show it to you on the other screen, because we all talk about it, but not a lot of people have actually seen it, which is too bad, because it's... put a lot of work into the site so that people have this information. It's very easy to follow. And there's hints on there. That's the other thing. For all these games, we're dropping maps, little videos. We're changing stuff on the video this week so you can pick up on areas of interest for the videos. the drone videos of the field itself. We have our itinerary, the pricing, stuff like that, the breakdowns of that. I'm just scrolling through it right now. most recently, I added something called a Ground Force Bulletin Board. So each team now has a bulletin board on there, and they can go and put information for their teams. They can go up and well, they have to send it to us. Everything comes to us first, just like everything we put out goes through the Exos and Generals first, right. So we can make sure everything's ironed out. Again, it goes back to being collaborative. Everything we do is collaborative with our Exos and our Generals and Adam and myself. And we vet and revet, make sure that every question that could be asked is already asked by us, and we try and get the information out there.
We're trying to mitigate some of the things so that like the least amount of problems game day. You're not going to get rid of every problem you can. I mean, you guys have been there before, so you know, hey, things happen at games, and you do the best you can. You got to roll with it, right?
You guys deal with shit that happens in that event. Unless it was that one thing that was kind of serious that was dealt with very quickly, anything that happened mid-game, you guys were pretty chop-chop. Like, for the most part, unless you were really looking for it, you didn't really notice it.
Sorry, I just got it. Mm-hmm. We just got it to work.
You seeing that?
Yeah,
I'm reading the rules. I do love... So, heavy gunner can just carry a box mag, I take it.
Yes.
That's basically...
Oh, I know somebody with a box mag.
I know someone with a box mag, too. Works really well on a T15, but you know what? I don't want to put round ball through a T15, so I'm just going to use my... I'm just going to use mags.
Keep in mind, there are only limited heavy gunner cards, so...
And on top of that, I didn't buy a mag-fed marker to then put a fucking upside-down hopper on it.
Yep.
I'm not being a snotty arsehole, but that's what I'm playing for Honey Badger. You're playing because you want to play mag-fed.
Perfect. See, and I share that same opinion. That's why I limit... Like I put in there, only so many heavy gunners. Really, this is supposed to be mag-fed. So a heavy gunner is going to be more to kind of help move a team forward.
Yeah, they could break a line is what they can do. They can break.
Right. I had thought about like wanting to do it, but then having played Hopper all year, I'm like, nah, fuck it. Mag-fed.
Yeah.
Well, as I scroll, do you see as I scroll through the site?
There we go. Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
There's a couple of points here that I really enjoy is that there's a bring your own first strike round fee. That's a fantastic way to do that. I love that.
Great rule.
No, it really is. Also, I noticed there's a portion in here somewhere. Where did it go now? No breaking open doors unless it has OPHB designation on it. This is for your safety. Are we to expect that? Do I need to kick indoors? Do I get to kick indoors?
Not
this year. I think that was on the rules last year.
Yeah, last year. So, but this year we do. Don't forget, we've got. So, we've said it before. We've got some pyro this year. So while the folks are running around, that's why the game's a little bit more this year. Through Sean's connections, he's managed to bring us a pyrotechnics team that are going to. You know, we're going to have some explosions. We're going to have some fun, and while everybody's out there running. We are looking at a couple of door breaches. Like, so basically the doors are going to get blown off and you guys are going to pour in.
Neat.
So
you have to.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be awesome.
So, speaking of like cool stuff like that, I've heard a rumor of vehicles.
That's not a rumor. That's true. So Unkind MagFed team, they brought their vehicle last year, ran into a minor issue with it because I guess they were going forward, backwards, board, backwards, and trying to the Austin Powers thing. And so we had to write something in this year because they asked, can we bring a vehicle next year? So we looked at the rules and figured something out that would actually work. So yes, they're bringing a vehicle. I think Mech Tactical is bringing a vehicle as well. So what we are asking people to do is if there is a vehicle, don't bring your own personal vehicle out there and think, oh, this is great. And then it's going to get shot up with paint. Bad move.
I don't want to hear no bitching about that, boys, if you're going to be doing something stupid like that.
Right, right.
There's a reason y'all sign a waiver.
Right. So we've also had to incorporate launchers into the game. Now, they're not going to take out a bunker because right now, as it stands, we had 17 refs. We just dropped down a ref right now, as far as I know. But we maybe back up a ref, because I think I want to say Danny Lozon, and I hope I said it right. She reached out to Blair Singleton, so I think we're back up to our 17 refs, which is good, because usually we're at about, we start with 15 and we drop down to 12. I think last year we had about maybe even 11 last year. Oof. So
it's a lot of field to cover,
right? So that's why we've always wanted to have at least 15 refs out on the field ready to go. I mean, we rarely have problems. Most of the players are, you know,
self-governing.
They're there to have fun. Yeah, right? So
let's be honest here. There's a couple of us out there. I'm definitely not one of them. But hypothetically speaking, if you're in the middle of the building somewhere and there's no witnesses and you're doing something stupid and you're risking the event, there's a lot of nooks and crannies in PRZ where you could just trip.
Yes, and why you don't kick any doors in, because that could be an elevator shaft.
I found one.
Kicking the door
I found in. One Segway. Right here. That's like my favorite story to tell, is that I found a door. This was years ago, and it said, do not enter. So I ripped the plywood door off. And,
of course. Why not?
Right? And there was...
That's for everybody. Sean's just like, for fuck's sake. It's for everybody but this guy.
Yeah, exactly. And there was no floor. It was I guess, either the military or the RCMP, somebody was there at some point, and they must have done a floor breach because there was just no floor. Yeah. So I put the plywood door back up.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah.
Daddy Paul has a question.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw.
So I Paul saw and the I rules, about though. This. It says tag and grenades are not allowed.
Yeah. The problem is that, I mean, if somebody, okay, so if you know tagging grenades, they have a wide range of grenades. Some of them have a loud boom. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I think those things are amazing. I love them. The more Milsom, the better.
Right. They're great until I'm in a confined concrete hallway and one goes off next to me.
Right. So, I mean, we are going to have the foamy earplugs for people, just in case somebody does forget some ear pro or anything of that nature. But there's going to be explosions, there's going to be loud bangs. And if everything works now, EG is coming out with their MK, is it the 3 or 5? I can't remember.
I think it's
looks like a
five
flare.
Yeah, I thought there were flares when I first seen them. I was like, cool.
Right.
And Ola Gay made a flare.
Yeah.
And then.
Hey, Eli. So, so basically you twist it, crack it open like a flare, and then turn it over, light it, throw it. There's going to be somebody that holds onto it for too long.
100%. Can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't wait. Yeah. But anyway, somebody's going to. So I have to double check with Tim. They should be arriving actually between now and the game. So I've been talking to the owner of Rocket, he's the guy that's bringing them into Canada. So I'd like to have them at the game and we'll see what happens. But, Lead Farmer, I saw your question. I'll answer that in a second. So as for the tagging grenades, the problem is that we're not allowing launchers to be used against bunkers. Like, they're not going to be a bunker. It's going to be just for the vehicles. Somebody did say, what about taking out a shield? I don't have an issue with them taking out a shield, but again, it's with the tag-ins. I don't know, Paul. Say yes, please, for me. Paul, you're going to owe me a favor. But we're definitely encouraging launchers because that's what's going to take out the vehicles. Lead Farmer did, just to not get too far. So the spawn points, there's going to be two spawn points at opposite ends of the field. That's part of the night game. So the winner, not only both sides get to carry their points over to the next day, but the winner of the game, of the night game, or sorry, dusk night game, gets to pick which side that their team is going to start on.
Ooh, so I like the stakes.
And with the stuff that they get that night, the loot they get that night, the points they get that night, that puts them in the winner's circle, they get to carry those points over to the next day. So that help launch your team into a more advantageous footing, because it's not going to be easy. The next day is not going to be easy. We've simplified things, but it's just, it's not going to be easy. You're moving a marker up a field to get, you know, just a little bit of purchase.
Yep. I see David.
No cakewalk for you.
David General, you're asking how much those MK5s are going to. Yeah, it's the MK5. I believe the price point's going to be about, I want to say about $7-$8 a piece, give or take, if I've got it right.
That's not a bad price again, for those, man. That's, honestly.
No, but I still got to get it approved by Tim, because I think he was a little hesitant. Plus, also, we have to watch out. I mean, if you've seen the videos of them, they do spit out a little bit of a flame. So
yeah,
I'm not sure how that's going to work.
And seeing as how half of Ontario is already on fire, we
we've been getting a good amount of rain lately. I'm not sure what it's been like over by PRZ, but we're keeping a close eye on that. And everyone, keep your fingers crossed. And yeah, indoors only. I don't know, Paul. I mean, again, we just have to be careful with it. There's not too much that you can burn. So,
yeah, right. I mean, well, there is that one room full of wooden structures and bunkers. But I mean, like, as long as I'm hoping, as long as this doesn't go in the grass, they're going to be pretty harmless.
Right. Like, exactly. So, and that's the thing. The with the smoke grenades, there's a little bit of flame that comes out with those. So. Yep. Depending on what, if there's a fire ban or anything like that, the smoke grenades may be just strictly indoors only. So, and we've got it written in the rules, like one per building at a time.
Blue powder for 2 weeks.
I don't really ever buy smoke because, one, my aim is shit for throwing. I can throw hard, but I'm not going to hit a goddamn thing. So that's why I don't want one, because I'm like, I'm going to drop like a paint grenade and blow up next to me. But smoke indoors, I would spring on smoke indoors just because, I played enough fucking Rainbow Six with my buddies where I'm like, all the smoke! I just start whipping smoke grenades. I don't care what it's going to cost. I'm going to spend a little money and treat myself if I want an extra 4 grenades. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And refs, as long as it doesn't upset the powers that be, because
it's
not what we're here to do.
Dave's like, no CM75 inside. Yeah, like that's a big, huge honking smoke grenade. Yeah, that's going to smoke out probably like all three buildings at once. Ben, Ben's like, or a grenade on an RC plane. You know what? I've actually got a drone, and I've been looking to see, hey, how do we, how do we drop a smoke grenade from a drone?
Oh, I am sure that the air people, the flight folks, would probably not be too thrilled about that one.
No, but actually, the field, if I'm not mistaken, airfield is closed.
Oh,
yeah, it's been closed for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Well then,
yeah.
Let's get pitter patter. Let's go, boys.
That's right.
Let's see some. Now I can just see you guys sitting off at one point with just little RC planes going, now we're good. Someone else run the show today. I'm busy. I got shit to do. This is payback, you son of a bitch.
We got a stealth bomber. I'm dying to use it.
That'd be so much fun. Just being like calling in an actual like airstrike.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, I was just thinking of,
tape a mag to a drone parameter list. That's awesome.
I was thinking a buddy from Commando that got hit, Corey, that got hit with the fucking, with the drone on stage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that was a suicide drone. That was,
it did it hit. Yeah.
That hit him hard, too. That, I felt bad. I mean, I was on stage. I was talking. It was just like, zip, and it just smashed into him. Like, well, that sucks. Anyways, carrying on.
Well, Buddy felt real bad, too. Like, he really did. Like, it was an accident. It was supposed to return home, and it just shit itself. And it was hovering right about eye level, and it just spun sideways and crashed onto the stage. It's just.
That's why you don't buy from Wish. so I can fly my drone. Yeah, I mean, it's, as far as I know, just double check with us. But yeah, I don't see there being an issue. So just touch base with us game day, and we'll go from there. Nice. Yeah, because like we've also, keep in mind, folks, we do have our photographers that are going to be there, please don't shoot the media and shoot our staff, our vet staff and our refs. I mean, accidents happen. We get it. Overshooting our, or on purpose. Yeah, we're not going to tolerate that stuff. Anybody that knows me, we're not going to. So
I've seen what he says when he means he's not going to tolerate shit. I've fucking saw it, and he don't fucking tolerate shit.
I'm a nice guy. Come on.
You rotten bastards. Whichever one of you brings any fucking like homemade shit, I will kick you in the dick if I find you.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because don't be bringing no homemade shit on the field, because he gets real fucking mad, and I don't want to listen to that. That's not cool.
Oh, yeah. So last year we had somebody bring some homemade pyro. That was not cool.
Yeah.
Let's hope that we don't have a repeat of that, because that stuff that could have gone bad so fast. Yeah. Like, honestly, I'm pretty tolerant. And I keep telling this story just for fun, because if you know Tyler Madoff, Tyler's great media. I haven't reached out. I got to double check and see if he's going to be here. Last year, something happened. He couldn't make it. The vehicle broke down. But the very first year I met Tyler, is when somebody like on a ref team, they're like, there's a guy van surfing. Are you cool with that? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay with it. Just don't die.
Basically, right?
And I'm like, who would do that? Because you're a big target. You're on top of a van. And sure enough, everyone lit him up. Like, you see some dude on a van surfing, and you're just going to pop, 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 pop. And yeah. And then he eventually laid down on top of it. So... But I mean, for that stuff, like, and I'll be honest, I'm gonna say what it was. It was a tennis ball attached, or actually, no, it was,
was it
like
the match?
An M80.
Was it the
the lighter?
Yeah,
an M80 and a lighter.
Tennis ball bomb.
Yeah.
Oh,
an M80.
No, this had. Yeah, they had the tennis ball one, but they also had another one with a cherry bomb type with a lighter attached to it.
Oh, that's old school.
Yeah, that's a shrapnel grenade is what that turns into.
Well, and that's the thing. And it's filled with lighter fluid too, right?
Yeah.
So I mean,
thing, he says.
Yeah, so it goes off. You get a big fireball, but you also get shards of plastic and metal everywhere.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm tolerant for most stuff, like, honestly. There's certain things like that. I'm like, no, man, you're out there. You're going to hurt somebody. So, yeah. If we catch you, anybody doing that,
we're stuffing you in the basement.
You're going to the morgue.
We don't call 911.
I am 911.
I am the Judge Dredd face. Just fucking.
Oh, Adam, how come you don't have a Judge Dredd mask, man? That's what you need. You just need to be one around the paintball field, just screaming, "I am
door
the law."
With a die damn.
Just get a door with a die damn.
Yeah,
citizens, you've been judged.
That would be yes. That's that needs to happen. We'll get somebody.
Not gonna lie, I am a Judge Dredd fan, so
somebody will do you up a Tipex, like a Judge Dredd pistol. You just like it'd be golden.
It's the one that you have, the pistol you have.
Oh, the FSC.
Yeah, you have like the front mod or the one of the mods you have. It's the Judge Dredd.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
It's the front end of the Lawkeeper. It looks or the
Lawbringer.
Lawgiver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Fucking what if that thing? I like. We got to find that thing and get using that thing, because that looks so sexy that way.
Send him to the basement. Yes, to the basement you shall go. I'll be right back. I forgot to bring. I'm going to show one of the patches if you guys haven't seen it. So give me a second.
Ooh.
Yeah. You can still talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, great! He's got wireless headphones. He just wandered away. We can't even talk shit about
him.
Bye. As that side up
really is
tough or no?
Oh, hold on. Your mic's all.
You guys ever see that the night mission?
We can't hear you at all.
You can't hear me?
What the hell? Well, we can hear you, but we can barely hear Sean. We're having issues here.
Oh, my God. Sean, tap twice.
I can hear me.
Appeasing the patch whores.
I can hear me.
I can hear you, Sean.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's see. There we go.
Oops. Ooh, I like that. That's really nice.
Okay. So we've got 400 players at 400 spots, and we've got 400 patches. So with your entry, all 400 players are going to be getting one of these patches. So
don't you fucking forget to register me this year, Brad.
I got nothing.
He will not. He will not.
That you... was fucking Christ. Hey, I laughed. And I'm quick. Baked, hey,
Adam,
out of my tree. And I'm
Tom's
like,
Tom's name. And...
Tom, you're a horrible person. There. There, put him down.
Wait a minute. I know. I know so, what I am.
Right.
So, yeah. So we've got. So that. Now, the players' cards that we've got as well.
Yeah. Do you have one?
I don't. Steve has actually got them. They are all like a thin, thin aluminum, but they are laser engraved with the with this year's event that design that Sean came up with.
How badass is that?
So
that sounds wicked.
So, I mean, for some people that do keep their players' cards, this is a little bit extra, a little bit of more of a momentum. Or momentum. Oh, my God. Memento. So, you know what? And the numbers but that we were looking at right now, we had about red had 115. And we've got 40, I think, for blue. So once all the red spots are gone, folks, like if you want red, you need to, you know, register now. Like I can't stress that enough. Pre-register for... if you want red, you better pre-register because, you know,
you're all going blue otherwise.
I don't like, I feel bad. It's just like, we got 100 and some odd for red. We got 40 for blue. Like,
yeah, no, but you know what? I think there are a few people holding back for registering right now. So due to like, I don't know if it's just weather or paychecks or what. So it's, you know what? We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think those numbers are going to get up closer.
There's always those people that wait till the day before, you know, because the weather or like 3 days before, because you never trust the weather. Right. And it's a lot of people,
right,
as much as they want to throw on all the camo and the tactical gear and all that. And it's just like, oh, it's raining. I don't want to go play in the rain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing. So that being said, like rain or shine, we are playing.
Yes.
And now, the only thing that'll stop us, obviously, is some lightning.
Or tornado.
So
it is Ontario.
Yeah, I know.
You can see the tornado coming, I guess. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Adam? Yes? Did you say 141 for red? 141 for red?
No, 114.
114. And what did you say for blue?
I thought it was 40, didn't I? I sent you the numbers.
I guess we're going
fucking
blue.
Lead farmer,
Tom
just said it. Yeah, I fight for whoever I fight. I fight for PRZ.
Yeah. Lead Farmer.
I fight
He's
for
right.
PRZ.
It's not a tourney. We're going for fun.
Yeah. Put me on the team. I'll shoot at people.
I almost want that as a fucking shirt. I'll even put Lead Farmer's file. I'll even credit him on the shirt. It's not a tourney, boys.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. We just need a, like, we just need a little picture of him, a little speech bubble. Yep. Remember, guys, it's not a tourney.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that is the thing I've noticed, is that the mentality in a tournament is not the mentality I enjoy as much as I enjoy going to these larger to these events.
Yeah.
That's the one difference. Even like street ball's fun, but there's always that competitive that I just
we're beer league.
My vibe.
We're beer league guys.
So it's
I got to play. It's like Heather. She's not beer league. She's good. She fantastic paintballer. I beer league. She shot the shit out of me. So,
yeah. Luckily though, with PRZ, and this is I love this about Megfit only games. And this is not a dig on anyone, but I always love watching the some of the guys that I get a good chuckle out of it. They're decked out head to toe in the most badass looking gear, and they are just the most timid. I'm going to use the polite word timid. Players.
Oh.
And it's just like,
I know what you're talking. Yeah. We were talking about this the other day.
Right. And then it's just like, they're just, oh my God. Anyways. But then PRZ also brings on the very hardcore players. Like PRZ and Honey Badger together. Like that's the combination. You've got a mixture of these players. You got the players who were like, they're just hanging back. They're long balling. They're terrified of the buildings, which I don't know why they're playing at PRZ if they're terrified of the buildings. And then on the other hand, you got the ones that are just like literally like power sliding down the hallways on their right, just like woo, pop, 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 and just like shooting everything they can, or they're just like bum rushing a room. I've seen guys full on Superman through a doorway. Like,
oh, are you fucking wearing your Bugaloo gear this year?
No,
for this?
I don't know what I'm gonna wear yet because the Bugaloo gear was warm to Bugaloo gear.
That's true.
I don't know. Man, I don't know what I'm gonna wear. I don't know.
Only one's modded up, Steve. Steve's asking me if one of my arcade machines is modded. Yeah, one of them is. So it's going to be a hard start on the Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Why'd you highlight the holy crap you fuckers are old?
Because I want to know what the hell it came from. What did we say?
Oh, my God. So the it's going to be a hard start on the Saturday morning. We'll do a Saturday morning briefing. And 10 a.m. where you got to be on that field, rain or shine.
Okay,
I don't
fine.
Want rain.
Deal.
But it was some fucking hot last year.
I know.
Like it was warm as balls. But I'm a crank. I'm a bitch when it comes to the heat. So it could be
and this
30,
year,
and I'm like, it's hot. It's, if, but holy crap, man! If it was raining, if it was.
It was so hot last time, and this year dripping. I learned my lesson. I'm not drinking C4.
No
C4.
Yeah. I'm going to fucking spike
him. There's literally a video of me going like this and saying, if I stop moving, I'll die.
We're going to try, Cameron.
I'm vlogging.
I'm notoriously
I'm gonna shoot a vlog.
I'm notoriously bad for not recording action.
Yeah.
Because I hate action shots in paintball videos. It just annoys the shit out of me.
It's so hard to capture anything, honestly. And I mean no disrespect to anybody who creates these types of videos, but oh my god, they're so hard to get anything good off the camera stuck to your forehead. Nope. You shoot a bunch of paint into the bush and then tell me you hit somebody, and I'm like, I don't believe you.
And try third party watching MagFed players.
They're
like, if you're walking around with your phone or your camera and you're trying to record MagFed players, I have discovered, and it is indeed fact, it doesn't matter if you're in New Brunswick or you're in Ontario.
Y'all are boring.
Half you fuckers are boring. You're boring.
You're boring.
It's not because you're not having fun, you're doing your thing, but in terms of trying to get footage to show people what MagFed is, you fuckers are boring. Now, if I go follow the NFT guys, I'm not going to properly represent what MagFed paintball is, because those fuckers are nuts. But yep.
That's
MagFed paintball. Yeah. And that's not a shot on anybody because I play MagFed paintball, but it's hard to record. But we are going to try.
I'm gonna make it a shot.
Are you gonna chirp people?
Yeah, anybody watching
You're gonna
right
make
now,
someone?
Anybody watching right now, there's 16 of you. I can see it. Do something cool on the field, damn it. Just because it is so hard. Like, I shot a vlog at D-Day, and I'm still editing it because I shot a bunch of action footage with no action in it because nobody wanted to move around. So
I think between you and I, we're going to work to get my head camera running properly, and I'm going to run the head cam. That'll use your action footage.
Nope.
It's not going to be action-y. It's going to be me yelling at people, but at least it'll be funny.
James Davis, sorry, I'm boring. I'm a sniper.
No, I don't know if OMD is going to be playing or not. I don't know if some of the guys might be there, but, I'm not sure.
We have official numbers. Red, 114. Blue, 45. We're going blue.
There we go.
But you know what? Here, I'm going to put, you know what? If you're on blue, you know what that means? Target rich environment. That's all that means.
Are we playing blue?
Can I bring it
is
back
that
up?
The plan?
Yeah. Just hang on. What you guys are, you have that.
Know what? No, because we're having this conversation with these two guys, Brad. When we show up that day, they're going to tell us where we go.
I don't care. Just put me on a team. Just tell me what color to shoot at.
You guys are so nice to come on our show and listen to me bitch and moan and rant and rave and be baked all night. I
you mean
wherever
you, mean
you
with
think...
your herbal cigarette.
Yeah. It's oregano.
smudging sage, boys. I'm smudging sage. It's healthy. It's good for you. Yeah, wherever the fuck they send me, that's where I want to go.
Yeah,
and I love playing with my friends. But you know what? I want Lead Farmer to come with us.
Ooh. We've got some good generals. Like I think
we've got great generals. That's why I don't care who I play for.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the big red versus Tonka, I mean, those guys are bringing it.
Tonka's blue.
Is Tonka blue?
Tonka's blue.
Yeah. So here's the thing: is last year, not last
I will
year,
fight with.
Yeah.
Tonka.
Last event, Tom and I were part of the team that whooped Tonka. I'm not gonna. We didn't whoop his ass. It was a tight game, but we beat Tonka. So now we're gonna play for Tonka, and we're gonna balance the.
Well,
universe
that's
out,
exactly himself. It. I did that. We did that last year. We played against Tim last year, and then when we got to Honey Badger, we played with him. So I'd like to do the same thing. Yeah. So when somebody here, if Tonka listens, he'll fucking know. I really enjoyed his company. He's a super nice dude.
Yeah,
he's a really super. And I'm not even disappointed that he's nice. It's that he's so hard to rattle.
I know, right?
He keeps such a holy fuck. I thought I could crack him, and that guy is. We got a mission now.
You've been summoned.
I'm being summoned.
John Vertur, the king walking across the field, is why I want him to come to my private booking and scare my friends. Nice. So,
remind me when it is, John.
Yeah. What do we got on the screen here? Why am I looking at a container with red and blue stripes?
This is the mission that this is a night mission. So this is all on that website. The night mission describes what has to be done. It gives you hints. It gives you some false information. It'll give you some real information for that night and for the next day. So stuff in here is vetted, but some of it is, you know, the red herrings. You guys have to figure that stuff out. But basically, you have a bunch of these canisters that you have to find. You don't know how many there are. When you find them, you bring them to two stations here.
One of two
stations. Yeah, you when you have a full rack of them and you want to secure them, you bring them over here. You have to go on this side thing here, the side table, which demagnetizes what's in the canisters. You start the light. The light flashes and strobes, so everybody knows that you're up to no good. And this timer sets for 90 seconds. You have to defend it. 90 seconds. It's like the division. They can come take it while you're waiting for it to be extracted. Once 90 seconds are done, it goes in this hole, and you cannot take it out again.
Okay.
So, you get information like this. Canisters will look like this. You have each team will have their own color, their own tape. So you have to mark the containers, because if guys come along and you're guarding your containers on here, and they take you guys out, they can take your containers and score those points. But if they drop them in with your color on it, they don't get anything. You guys get the point for it. So each team has to tape their containers, either the red or the blue, before they go and they put it on the platform here. So without the images.
This is fucking cool.
So it's there's going to be a bunch of those. And you're going to know everything this year. There's not going to be anything ambiguous. Like, people came to us with dirty diapers last year. Like, is this part of the game? Like, no.
I wish everything he was joking. I don't feel he is.
No. Everything would be marked with a sticker that says either OPHBX or to have our logo, simplified version of the logo on it. You got to find the containers. You guys can quit whenever you want. You don't know how many containers there are out there. But you're in battle for them. There's going to be two of these spots, or two spawn areas, and like we said, you know, there's a whole boring story I've written about the game that you can read further down if you have the time. If you're stuck on the toilet and need something to read, this next one, your Black Crosses, gives you a whole background. Then you have information like this. We don't know where it comes from. It just shows up at HQ, and we put it up here for you guys to figure that shit out. Mm-hmm. On here, it tells you what your main mission is. It tells you the things you have to look for. It tells you where you're going to find them, where you're going to be able to get them. It tells you, you know, a little bit of background, a little bit of theatrics. I'm a drama queen, so I throw some of that stuff in there. It all ties in. So if you keep going further down, you have your intel and extra info. So you have your drone maps of the area. These are the grids that we're using. These are the grids that everything will succumb to and be run off of. Everything is gridded. It will not change. You have a top down. It's approximately 10 by 10 each square, 10 feet by 10 feet. And again, these things will show up throughout the game as a daylight version of it. And then this has been up here for a couple of weeks, actually, this unverified map. And it started to deteriorate digitally, but nobody's looking at it. So people are losing out on information that was on here that was once clear. Things are slowly denigrating. So I don't know if anybody has come on here at the beginning and made a copy of it, but it may come back up, it may not. But you know, a few days from now, this screen will have other markings on it. So it's I'm a total nerd with this stuff. So, and
well, yeah, it's an the art game. Director.
I'm an art director. That's right, a director of art. And I don't have arcade games. I have pinball tables. That's how flighty I
fuck.
Am.
Oh, we're gonna have you. Oh, really? I have. I used to work on them, and I love you. So we're gonna have something to talk about.
Well, perfect. Because
paintball. I'm going to play pinball. See you later, boys.
Mectacles wants to let you know that he's here for your safety and your satisfaction. I'm not sure what that means, but let's. I'm sure you'll find out game day.
So this map here, this little video here, this drone scan of the area. In a few days' time, keep coming back because you're going to see movement down at ground level. Things happening, which will draw your interest to certain areas. Whether it's the dusk to dark mission or stuff happening the next day, but stuff is going to happen this week. You have to look around in there. Look at the other notes. You know, stuff is going to be uploaded constantly.
Exciting.
And, the last thing this wants is, to.
Okay. This is amazing.
Oh, right here, the rules. This area here, that's the updated stuff. You'll see that. You'll see the date, June 29th. Heavy gunners, shields. So that's where you get your latest rules on top of the standardized rules. Beauty. This is where each team can send us their stuff, their notes, their propaganda, their recruitment stuff, and I will post it on these two billboards. Anyone can access that. That's to inspire the teams to start interacting. And then you're going to ask one last thing before I really interrupted you. And there is a link that brings you to the map archives download. You're supposed to be able to...
This is
even spoken sage.
Something. That brings you to a page where it's not coming up for some reason. That's weird. Oh. If you go to it, you'll see it'll bring you there, and you can download these maps full. So I'm going to stop sharing, totally take it off.
Totally haven't been doing that this whole time. I'm just like, this whole fucking thing is so cool.
This is
it's hard to get.
This is getting to the level of like ARG kind of stuff, right? Like that's what this feels like. It's the game is starting to like leak out of the field. Mm-hmm. And into the real world, which is fantastic. And so we're pretty much out of time, but I did have one question that I want to end the show on was what is the fate of Operation Honey Badger? Is this the last one at PRZ or is this
the
last one?
It's funny you should ask that very question because Sean called me up before we went on the show and he's like, look, they're going to ask this question. Mm-hmm. What do we answer? How do we answer this question?
Truthfully.
And truthfully, no comment. No comment.
Okay.
I don't know.
I love the merch. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Really quickly.
They don't look super sad. They don't look as sad as some people I've seen. So I'm feeling that there could still be hope.
Tomorrow,
plus you gotta leave it on a cliffhanger, boys.
Real quick, tomorrow night at midnight is the cutoff time for ordering merch. So if people want merch, they gotta get that stuff out there. There will be stuff game day, but it's gonna be we're only doing two extra shirts per size, and we're bringing those. If people want to get stuff, they gotta get their stuff in. Even if they make arrangements with me beforehand, because it's 2 weeks away. And we're going to be bringing stuff from the previous Gears have some of that on hand too. If people want to buy those shirts, you can still see. That's 2 years ago. That's our last year's referee shirt. That's this year's shirt. Without going too much into that, I'm just letting you guys know. So, and if you get more than three shirts in order, you can get your team name on the back of the shirt. That's what we've been doing today. That was the little piece of artwork I sent out this afternoon. There's cool stuff. And it doesn't cost you any extra to get your name on the back. You just got to get three or more.
Okay.
So you get Maritime Paintball Podcast on yours.
I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul just to get to this event. I can't.
If somebody wants to contact me.
So, I hope that we'll see more Honey Badger next year, maybe just in a different location. Possibly, maybe, hopefully.
There's a new field opening up called the Compound.
That's so, news to me.
Yeah, it's in Ontario. It's Kinmount, Ontario. 200 acres of land. So,
well, yeah. I'm going to have to find these people.
Mm-hmm.
I need information.
Yeah, it's there. It is out there.
Okay, I'll do some digging.
That's what he's saying. Do some digging.
I'll do some digging. It's what I'm good at. I can find anything on the internet. Let's go. Okay. That's pretty much it. We're at the end of it. We're at an hour and 9 minutes, so we're gonna kill it there. But
perfect.
So July 14th.
15th. 14th is the 19th.
Yes.
Yeah. 14th is the night portion, like an hour. And then, but the 15th is the Saturday is the main game. There's also a pickup portion on the Sunday, but that's a separate. That's
just no for pressure stragglers. On that one.
Yeah. So, like, if anybody wants to do some MagFit pickup while they're there on the Sunday, there's no pressure. There's no Tim's offering something. Like, it's an extra cost, but he's offering something.
Yeah. Exactly. So the 14th. So hopefully we'll make the night game. If we don't, we'll definitely be there for Saturday. I mean, we're gonna aim to hit the night game. It's just,
I'm currently working it out with Buddy that we can. The night game's at dusk.
It's what
till dusk till dark.
So 9 p.m. till 10 p.m.
Okay.
9:30 it gets dark. There will be like some minimal lighting in there. So if you've got flashlights, bring them.
Okay, so we got to get to the field.
I do have a flashlight.
We got to get to the field by 8.
Yeah,
we're gonna hit Tobik at like 9. Easy.
Okay, yeah, we'll figure out the time.
12 subtract 3, 8 hours. We've got it. We're gonna be there. Don't worry. I can drive like Quebecer. We'll get.
We're not
there.
Hauling a fucking U-Haul this time. We're
nice.
We're good. There's no problem.
Hmm?
We'll have briefings for everything this year, so everybody knows what they're looking for. They know how big or how small things are this year.
Cool.
It works in our favor this year because we had a lot of cool things slotted in. Without the briefing, nobody knew what they're looking for. So this year, it's going to be pretty cool.
Awesome. I can't wait.
It's always pretty
cool.
Like I said at the beginning, Honey Badger is good.
It is good. It is very good.
It's a good event. If anybody's gone and looked at the link that we posted and that we've been showing here, it's a good event.
It's a good event. It's definitely worth traveling to. So, folks, pre-register. Yes. Get there. Buy First Strikes or bring your own and pay the $30 fee. I love that option. It's great for anybody who's got like an overstock of First Strikes. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, God, I already have 150. I don't want to buy 200 more. So that's really great. And just come play at one of the most unique fields. Actually, I'm going to call it's the most unique field in Canada. PRZ is wild.
Yes.
It is a wild field. So,
and this is it.
Yeah. You've got to come check it out. Come hang out and see that show, see that, that field. And it's going to be so much fun. And, come hang out with us. We'll be there. Hopefully I'm not losing my mind on energy drinks and, it's going to be a good time.
I can see into the future.
I could taste time. It was wild. So, It was weird. But anyways, folks, we're out of here. So thank you so much, Adam, Sean. Thank you for coming
on, guys, and
chatting about Operation Honey Badger, For Whom the Bells Toll. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be such a blast.
Just the one bell.
For Whom the Bell Tolls?
Bell Tolls.
Oh, my bad. I thought there was more than one bell.
If you go to that, look at that patch. If you go to that link that that Sean posted, take the time to read everything, guys.
Yes.
You'll see why it's For Whom the Bell Tolls. I'm hooked now. I'm fucking
yes.
I'm in because somebody's a fucking D&D nerd in this chat, and it's not just me.
Shut it down. I'll be your DM for the evening.
Crinkle, 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 crinkle.
Beautiful. All right, folks. It's been a blast. Thanks for hanging out.
See you guys soon.
With us. And for everyone who liked and shared and commented and hung around and watched the show, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And until next week, everyone, cheers.
Drive safe, guys.
Toodles.